Jesus Christ.
Oh, freak. Why'd you have to do it like that? You couldn't text me that you were right around the corner?
Oh, look. This was very important, okay? I couldn't do this over text, and I had to make sure that you were listening correctly. Which is why I made you come all the way out here to my house. Next time, don't sneak up on me like that. You understand? Good. Okay. Anyways, let's make this quick because it's too chilly out right now. Look, the reason I bring you out here was to make sure that you finished all of that presentation. You did, right? Okay, good. You better have. And now, I have a big favor to ask of you. No. Don't get to choose. Mm-mm. My favor is for tomorrow's presentation that you present all of it. Good. Good.
You knew you were going to.
What does that mean, huh? You don't think I'm fucking capable? I know what a fucking degenerate you are. Of course I can fucking do it. But you need to be put in your place. So you're going to do this for me without my help. Because guess what? I'm not going to be there tomorrow.
For what?
None of your fucking business. You're just going to do it. Understand? Good. But there's another big favor I'd like to ask. You're gonna tell our homeroom teacher that I did all of the work. Yeah, because I did. I put all that effort in just for you to do it. So it's only right that I deserve all of the credit.
And don't get any funny fucking ideas. You got that?
You're going to tell our teacher that I did it all and that you're going to make up for it by presenting for us. Since I was so sick to even come into class because I stayed up all night working on it. So as long as you get that part, we won't have any problems. Got that? So I better hear some good stuff when I come back the next day. And you better not be late either. I want you to be the first one to present. And if you aren't, we're gonna have some bigger troubles, you and I. So I expect perfection coming out of you. I know. Which is a lot to write on. Because you are not perfect. Honestly, kind of surprised that you came all the way on here this late.
What?
You thought I was getting horny and I wanted your dick that badly that I needed you this late in the night?
Trust me.
I wouldn't be wanting it right now. And stop thinking that I'm gonna be giving it to you so fucking easily. You disgust me. You always will. You're nothing but a toy, remember? And I can dispose of you at any time I want. So don't get too cocky now and be expecting anything from me. Because next time, I won't be so nice. I still have all those photos. Quote unquote. Videos as well. Besides, no one's gonna believe in me like you. No. Why don't you get a move on since you have quite a bit of a walk back home? And make sure to be early for class tomorrow. Got that? Maybe I'll give you something nice to look forward to. Good boy.
All right, well, see you tomorrow then, or the next day. And don't come around here again unless I ask you to. Bye, freak. There you are. So you did listen, and you came early as I asked. What do you mean, what am I doing here? I said I'd give you a reward for making it here early, right? I assume you're going to present first. No one knows I'm here today. But, so you know there's no one here in class yet. I thought I'd like to give you some motivation to go above and beyond for this. Stop pushing away, goddammit. Just accept this. Let me worry about who's coming by and who isn't. This is what you wanted, right? For me to be all up close to you like this. You dirty, perverted freak. That's all you want. For me is to keep doing this to you. Of owner when I beat to my dog. If I'm not taking care of them properly. I have to keep you in check. Make sure you're listening properly. Hey, who said you can be smiling? Stop squirming around and making noises. You're only going to draw attention to people outside. Presentation. And as for me, I'm going to be right underneath where no one can see me. So don't screw this up, okay? Stop asking so many questions. And you'll find out. Now be a good dog and do as you're told. Get over here already. seats, please. Oh, mister, what are you doing here so early? Oh, you wanted to presentate first. Well, you're gonna have to sit down first so I can take attendance. Oh, you wanted to go first, right away. I suppose we can if you're this eager. Speaking of which, where's your partner at? I don't seem to see them here today with us. Oh. Well, she's sick. Oh, I hope she's feeling better today. Well, so, seeing how you are the first and the most eager, I suppose we can fit you in first. Does anyone have any objections? No? Okay, well, everyone, please get seated and settle down now, please. We have our first presentator here today. Which, by the way, I'm assuming both of you have worked very hard on this, correct? I mean, it is worth 50% of your grade after all, so I would sure hope so.
You better give me all the credit.
And what did you want to tell me? Are you okay? You seem a little sick yourself. You sure you're fine? Okay. And your partner did all of the work? I see. That's why she wasn't able to make it here today. And you're here to presentate for her. Well, this was supposed to be a group project. Please, class, keep in mind that both of you are equally supposed to work together on this, okay? If anyone is found out to be doing all the work by themselves, I will be giving them most of the credit for this project. Seeing how you're here to try and make up for it, I'll still give you some of the credits. But seeing your lovely classmate here has done most of the work, she'll be given the majority. But please, continue. All right, class, settle down now. Begin whenever you're ready. Sure, you're okay. You seem to be under the weather. You're fine. Are you sure? Let me check your temperature. Okay. No worries though. Continue. And by the way, you have a 5-minute timer on this. So I would like you to go a bit quick for this, okay? Thank you. Okay.
For your presentation. I would say very well made, and kudos to your classmate for doing a majority of the work. But please remember next time, mister, that this is a group effort. You understand? So I would like to see you try a little bit harder next time. But I would say both of you have passed for this one. But all right, let's carry on, shall we, class? Our next presentation, would you please come up to the podium? You can sit down now, hon. Thank you.